hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
Hello, hello! Woo! You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are back here. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we are here for Sunday Service Takeover. If you're just joining us, I am here till 1 p.m., and we are at the part of our show where we're going to get into some meditating and live channeling. Ooh-wee! So, If you could get nice and tidy, tidy up tidy. Nice and tidy. You know, get nice and comfortable. Let yourself relax, whether you want to lay down, whether you want to sit Indian style, whether you want to sit with your back straight up and your hands facing out, palmwards facing up. Whether you want to put your legs on the ground or you want to fold your legs or if you want to recline, however you want to do it, let's make sure you're relaxed. And as we're making sure that you're nice and relaxed, we're going to open up to a space and we're going to allow our heart center to just open up. Let's just open. Let roots from my feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. Tight and tight. This is grounding us right now. We're grounding all the way to the earth plane. And imagine that you have the same exact roots that a tree has. And we're grounding all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. Now picture a beautiful white light, like a halo over your head. Imagine a beautiful glowing white ring around your crown chakra and a beautiful cylinder of light that just covers you and as it's protecting you. Just imagine that light is connected all the way from the sunshine. Imagine that halo is an extension of the sunshine. As we imagine the halo is an extension of the sunshine that is giving you life, giving you joy, giving you magnificence, let's connect. Take a few seconds to be still. Again, if you're just joining us, we're imagining that white light that's a halo that's above your crown chakra is an extension of the sunshine, the natural energy that we get every day. And it shields and protects us, and it goes all the way down from our head, all the way down to our feet. And just feel the radiance of it. Feel what it feels like to be radiant in sunshine. Feel what it's like for that sunshine. When you put your face and your whole body in sunshine, the vitamin D that just pours down and gives you life, imagine that's happening right now. Imagine that it is clearing and curing all of the stress, worry, anxiety that you had throughout the week, throughout this morning, throughout the day, throughout yesterday, throughout the month, throughout the year. However it is, we're starting this new year clearing ourselves, but mostly we're replenishing with some vitamin D, giving ourselves life, making sure we are always full of life. Breathe in exhale, and as we're making sure we're full of so much life and love, we're centered. Let the love of God surround us. Let the love of God surround us right now in this moment. Think about all things that you need healed today. Think about, travel through your body temple, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Think about all the things that need healing in your life right now. Infinite Spirit guides us and guides me to understand and to connect and communicate the exact words that need to heal right now. This is a healing session. What needs to be healed in my life right now? You can ask the question if you don't even know. If you know any physical pain or anything, stresses or anything that is mentally emotional, but also you want to add what else needs healing that you don't know, let's bring it to the surface and let it heal. Initiate this healing to heal. Imagine that beautiful sunshine, that beautiful light that is coming from your halo. Now that you are protected, it is traveling to the area that needs healing. It's traveling to the area that needs perfect restoration and rejuvenation. That light playfully dances around those areas and all those unknown areas that we need healing with. Knowing within your heart that you're going to get better. Knowing within your heart that your energy level is going to be high. Knowing that because you are dealing with an ailment, understand that it is a blessing for perfect health, a blessing for you to pause and to be able to go inward and understand where you need to grow, where you need to clear, and what is your next level of evolution, because it all has to do with this. Who am I? What is my purpose? What makes me happy? Even if you know these answers, we can always know more. We can always know more, and we can always grow. Sit with this, please sit with this, and let the light just heal you right now. Let Infinite Spirit heal you. As you've let that light flow and shine through you, you can feel yourself healed. You can feel the rejuvenation. You can feel yourself glowing and radiating with light. Just this picture of yourself in perfect health, this picture of yourself in the place you want to be, the person you want to be, the future self, just already, it's already here. There's no looking to it. It's already here. You're already healthy. You're already at your basic needs of function right here. And we just give grateful thanks to this. And we say, thank you, angels, for restoring me to perfect health. Thank you, angels, for being here with me. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. And I ask Infinite Spirit, please channel through me all that needs to be said, all that needs to be communicated right now. I ask for your permission, Infinite Spirit. I ask for your permission right now to be on a higher plane, to understand you through the cosmos, to understand you through our higher selves as a starseed right now, understanding, initiating the flow of healing right now. You are already healed, you see. Right now, in this moment, wherever anything you felt, where it's just an ongoing pain, fatigue, ongoing mental strain, ongoing depression, ongoing issues of mental health, asking where is that clarity, asking where is the joy, asking where is the freedom. It's here right now. Everything that you've been asking for, it's already here. Where is my spiritual liberation? It's here. Even if you don't feel it, even if every day it seems like it's not there, that trust you have, that faith that you have, that it's turning around, that everything's working for your good. So when it is time and you are ready, you will be ready. You have to understand right now that it hasn't happened yet, because it needs to have the right energy for it. You need to be ready. You need to have the tools to take it on. You need to take on your strength and your new selves. You cannot take on the strength of the new self that you are if you have not been molded yet, if you have not been groomed, if you have not been the seed in the soil. You have to understand that you are in the works. You are in the process of your new self. You are in the process of everything that you've asked for. The world has you. Universe has you. You are here. They're getting you ready. And all that you can't see right now, you keep having faith every day. It doesn't matter how long it takes. You are already there. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the flow. Enjoy the presence of the process in which how long it needs to take, because these are the moments that we cannot let go by. We need to cherish everything that's going on, even our imperfections, even in the states of wishing and wanting. We need to remove the wishing and wanting. We need to remove the wishing and wanting and knowing that it's already here, and keep positive, keep our heads held high, keeping that confidence that God in spirit has us. Oh, God in spirit has us. For we are hopeful. It does not matter what situation you are in. It does not matter what has happened to you in the past. You were here and you are going to be free for all eternity. You're already free for all eternity. These are the lessons you asked for. These are the lessons. These are the learning. This is exactly what you want to know. And this is exactly your growth right here, right now. You see, if you're just tuning in and understanding what is this channeling, this isn't an accident, and it is exactly what you asked for. Your higher self, Christ consciousness, everything that you understand about your existence right now, everything that you have communicated with in the unseen, it's right here. There is no accident that you are listening to this. Your day is blessed. Your day is blessed beyond what you could even imagine. God has blessed you with all of abundance. Look at everything around you. Just take a second to think of all the abundance around you. Take a second to think of your eyesight. Take a second to think of the ability to speak and communicate. Take a second to look at your hands and the way they help you. The way they help you function, the way your feet help you function, the way your legs help you function, the way your heart helps you to feel. Think of every single thing and extend that out into everything you have, down from your car to your home to the food to shelter to family, friends. We may sometimes fall into a place of the woe is me. Sometimes we may fall into a place of disempowerment, but we realize sometimes our disempowerment, sometimes the woe is me, is somebody else's wanting. We have to understand that sometimes the things that we ask why is this happening as somebody else's prayers. The abundance, the riches, the billions, the billionaire, the millionaire. It's not a mindset, it's a reality. You're already a billionaire. You're already a millionaire, for that is real. Just look at the world and everything around you and look at how much you are given, more than you give. We are receiving more than we take. You have to understand that. And it's not, you have to understand that we are receiving more than we take. Why? Because that is the grand plan. That is the grand scheme. Something wants you to have more than you're giving. It's the beautiful parent of planet Earth. It's the beautiful planet of parent of spirit, the beautiful parent of God, the moon and the sun. Mother, Son, Mother Moon, Father Sun, right here, wherever you are, right here for you in your heart and connecting it to your heart space. Feel the healing right now. Oh, I feel the healing. I am healed. We are healed. We are free. Because this joy, you, is that joy is your right, you, is your birthright you were born with. You are here to have pleasure. You're here to feel good. You're here to have that ongoing abundance. Never-ending creativity. Never-ending mobility and energy. That is yours. Because something wants you to be alive and free. Woo! Can you feel that? Can you feel your energy? Can you feel how healthy you are in this moment and how expansive you are? And there is nothing wrong. There is no problems right here. See no problems. Feel no problems because everything works out for you. Everything is here for you. That inhale and that exhale is the evidence of how loved you are. Woo! That operation that flows so delicately, that flows so nice, that flows so magical. We are here. We are feeling loved. Come play with me in the paranormal playground sound. Oh, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, here on the Sunday Service Takeover. Yes, it is Sunday Service Takeover, and we are taking over here. We are taking over with joy. We are taking over with healing. We are taking over with good news, and I promise that. Promise that within your heart, and you can feel it. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being alive. For you, your energy, your love, your heart that beats is the essence of my existence. And vice versa. How beautiful it is to know that we're all connected and that we're all one. Woo-wee! Feel it. Feel the love and feel the life. Amen. Thank you so much for participating in that. I love that. Thank you, angels, and thank you for this angelic realm. So we've got so much more heading your way on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Please continue to stay tuned. We got some more music. We're here, you know, we're here for another 40 minutes. So raise your vibration. We're going to raise it with some magical music. And I want to swing things a little, swing it. Wear it some Ella Fitzgerald to bring in a calm mood with I Remember You. I love you so much, Infinite Spirit. I love all of you tuning in, tapped on, and living in the most beautiful angelic space. Keep on shining. Keep on shining.
Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour ago, I recall that I saw smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I loved you too. I do. Didn't you know? When my life
valleys down below. They were green just as far as I could see. As my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the day that used to be. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. On a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown. If you ever think of me, or if time has blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze whisper gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be.
What shall I sing?
No, anything.
Sing a little song about anything.
I wonder why he feels so happy.
Words should rhyme, but who's got time? Just sing a little song about anything.
I wonder why he feels so happy.
I know lots of things worth knowing,
but you won't have a need of an education where you're a-going.
I am haunted.
You mean wanted.
Sing a little song about anything. Wonder why I feel so happy.
What do you think of a crazy gink who feels so cheerful? Is he a guy who never cries? Oh, how fearful.
Sing a little song about anything. Wonder why I feel so happy.
Do you suppose the fella knows the meaning of worry? One of the few who's never blue or in a hurry.
Sing a little song about anything.
I wonder why I feel so happy.
I know lots of things worth knowing,
but you won't have a need of an education where you're a-going.
I'll be singing.
You mean swinging.
Sing a little song about anything.
I wonder why I feel so happy.
You may not know me, children, and then I may not know you. But just in case you want to know something about me, this is what I have to say for myself right here.
Anybody ask you now?
Who I am?
I said, if anybody ask you now?
Who I am?
Oh, if anybody ask you now?
Who I am?
Tell them I'm a child of God.
Oh, yeah.
day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
Washed my sins away.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, things have really changed since I kissed ya. Uh-huh. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you.
And you are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is the Boston Medium. Mariah Merlin, 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Time for our PSA, firearm safety PSA for rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sight are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And we are moving right along. Keep it going, keep it going. We're here for another 15 minutes. So we got some more. We got some more jazz up for you after the Mozart special. So kick it in. We're coming in. We're coming clear. Am I coming in clear? Like on Willy Wonka, you know, the little cowboy kid. Wow, ADD is real.
Thank you. Jones got in action, taking a vote for the man who paid the biggest price. Next day at the polls, he voted with heart and soul, but instead of voting once, he voted twice.
Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We are signing off. Thank you so much for joining us for Paranormal Playground Sounds here on the Sunday Service Takeover. And please join me for my actual show Wednesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Please join in. And I'll be here tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. So don't forget that, covering, you know, holding down the fort during the winter break for our students. So we're going to have so much fun with, you know, surprise pop-up DJing by me on Sundays and Mondays. So I love you so much. Have a beautiful week. We are out of here. I'm going to leave you with some Dixie Bird humming. Dixie Bird humming. Wait, what? I don't even. The Dixie Hummingbird. For your gospel fill. Beautiful, beautiful people. Love you so much. Mwah! Have a beautiful, gorgeous Sunday.
Down mother and say, I know I'm right about it. Here's another thing we used to hear. The whole church singing. Now, just once in a while, we'll hear three or four. But those old hymns used to say, oh, we don't sing. We don't sing like that anymore. That's the reason why I said this. We need to go back. Not all true, listen. We need to give the Lord a lot of time. Yeah, we everywhere we go, we need to let our shine.
Drag me down with your heaviness. I lose my breath but dive deeper. Just the thought of you, it can't be as it is. Every day I try to let go, but boomerang, you always come back around. When I'm around you, weight of you is holding me down.